Welcome to my commentary on 1 Thessalonians. Introduction. First of all, let's say a few words about the city of Thessalonica. It is the capital, or I should say was the capital of Macedonia. Macedonia is in present-day Greece. It was called a Roman free city because Thessalonica was not opposed to Roman rule. You have to realize back in first century Roman Empire that parts of the empire were more favorable to Rome and parts weren't. Thessalonica was favorable to Rome as being its capital city. They favored the Caesar. Thessalonica was once called Thermo because of the hot springs that are found in Thessalonica. I should add that I did say Thessalonica was the capital of Macedonia. Macedonia was a Roman province. Paul first visited the city, and you can see that in Acts 17, verses 1 through 9. It appears from the text in Acts that he was only there 3 weeks. It doesn't exactly and specifically say he was only there 3 weeks. Most Bible commentators say he was, because the text does say that he spoke in the synagogue 3 Sabbaths in a row. And really, he needed to get out of town pretty quick because of the riot that occurred because of him. He was really concerned about the new believers in Thessalonica, and he did not want to stay around and cause trouble for them. Timothy did leave and did report back to Paul later on. Concerning the Macedonians, if you read 2 Corinthians, you will see that the Macedonians were very poor people. But the Macedonian Christians, I would have included the Thessalonicans, were very charitable in their giving. They gave beyond their ability to give, according to Paul in his second letter to the Corinthians. So these Thessalonians were very gracious people. The book of Galatians and this letter to the Thessalonians, the first letter, according to many commentators, was probably the first 2 epistles that Paul wrote in and about 50 to 53 AD. Shortly after he visited the city, which again we see in Acts 17. One thing we want to note here is that both 1 and 2 Thessalonians, one of the main themes is the end times. And we will see that Paul spoke much to these Thessalonians in the 3 short weeks that he was with them about end time prophecy. And we'll note that because of what he says later on. But it is something to note that even though Paul spent just 3 weeks with these new believers, he really zeroed in on biblical prophecy, as we would call it. So that tells us that prophecy is important. It was important enough to Paul for Paul to teach these brand new Christians about the return of the Lord. You know, in our day, we would teach them the book of John, teach them about water baptism, teach them a number of things. We would lay aside prophecy because we think it's too complicated for farther down the road. Not Paul. Right in the very beginning stages, Paul taught prophecy to these people. That ends this short introduction.